Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Would you stop your wedding to show this? Cup in full swing, and over the next 3 to 4 weeks, the All-Ireland Hurling and Football Finals. What happens when sports season clashes with wedding season? Do you just embrace the sporting occasion by actually showing the game or building it into your wedding day? We want to hear what you've experienced. Wedding expert with the Isle by Sarah Kennedy blog is with me here on the programme today. What should you do, Sarah?
Well, look, what is one to do? Well, I literally just ran this poll and it was 50-50 between those who would be happy to have live sports streamed during their wedding and 50% not so happy about it. So, look, I think it really depends. When a lot of couples book their weddings, they're booking it like 2 years or 1 year out. Mm. And like, I remember when I used to book weddings, you would have those conversations that would come up saying, oh, well, that's generally when such and such is on, or there's a World Cup in 2 years. So some would have had it privy that, and they'd avoid those dates. But then you just never know. You never know timings and fixtures. So I think there's one big piece at play, and that's what time is this match on at? Because you tend to find that during arrival receptions, where there's a bit of, you know, the bar is going anyway, sometimes that can be absolutely fine to put a match on. And the venue will accommodate that, call the dinner a little bit and maybe a few minutes later, and they'll accommodate that. The worst part is when it's actually on during the meal and speeches. So I've seen in my time maybe a small number of weddings that they might have put a screen down for like a big, and it would need to be a really big match, like your home county or like Ireland somewhere, right? But it's very rare that you would find that, you know? So,
but sorry, they didn't pull down a screen in the middle of the actual wedding reception, did they?
I have seen that for a GAA wedding years ago. Yeah, it wasn't one of my weddings, but I saw it online. I saw this happen. I know. But you see, the thing is, right? Guests who are attending a wedding, if they want to watch a match, they're going to sit there at the table with the phone out, watching that while eating their dinner. And I've seen that happen now more so than anything. So you do have it, like, where there's a will, there's a way. And if you've got a cohort that want to watch a particular match, they're going to watch it by hook or by crook, unless you're in one of those venues in the middle of nowhere with no reception, then you're goosed.
I was at a wedding in Italy 3 years ago, and I sat at the table with people across from me, and there was about 8 or 9 of them gathered around over this one girl's shoulder, and they watched, I think it might have been whatever Leinster were in, Leinster Rugby 3 years ago, and they watched, they stood over her and watched the match over the phone. But like, well, I was just thinking, thank God the speeches weren't on at that time, because could you imagine?
I know. Well, look, I have seen, I remember there was one wedding that I worked at and there was a big match on. I think it was like a Manchester United Man City derby, and loads of the males had left the room and the bride came out and ate them to get back in to sit down.
I think you can definitely facilitate it in some way, you know, but
well, look, it's really down to the crowd. Like, if you've got, like, where I would see it being kind of accommodated most would be more on the GAA side.
Yeah.
So I have seen where couples really kind of build that into their day because they're just so passionate about it. Or you could have somebody that's played for their county, and it's a fundamental big piece, but they do tend to avoid those dates to make sure that it's not going to interfere with their day.
For that reason. Listener tells me, my fella missed my best friend's wedding to attend a Manchester United match. He never misses one, so he wasn't going to miss it that day. 087 1400 106. Keep your stories and your voice notes coming into us. Stay with us, Sarah. John Sharpson is on the line. I believe, John, you recently got caught watching a match during the wedding speech.
I was that soldier, yeah. And it, to my eternal shame, it was only about 2 weeks ago and Dublin were playing Clare in the Hurling. And now, in fairness to me, the speeches were over and we were eating dessert. And I just had the phone, not even on the table, just incognito on my lap. I was still chatting away and every so often I was glancing. And I literally looked up and the groom was standing right beside me. He was like, what's the score?
And I was like, did he?
Oh, he caught me, yeah, absolutely, right. Now, he's a big hurling man as well, but he just said, what's the score? And I said, we're down by 3. And I said, here, I'll put it away. And he goes, shh. He just said, listen, John, say nothing, I'll be back down in 2 minutes. And he came down, and I had it on my lap. And he was like, I'm just going to pretend I'm talking to you here, and add Jesus' breath, that's a foul. Do you know what I mean?
So that's
he actually, it worked out pretty well because he was delighted to watch the game as well.
But like, if the groom, you know, was such a hurling fanatic, and obviously you as a guest, and I'm sure others there that were too, would they not have just said, right, we'll try and accommodate, you know, we'll build this into the wedding somehow? Like, I'm not saying you put up a big screen in the middle of the reception, but yeah, maybe get a TV somewhere.
I mean, like, I think it depends on the couple, because I know Stephanie Roach and her now husband Dean got married, and they are diehard soccer players and fans. Now, I would say if Manchester United, because they're both huge United fans, I'd say if there was a Champions League game and Manchester United were playing, and it just happened to fall in the middle of the speeches or in the middle of the dinner, I'd say something would have been done to accommodate that, because they're just, that's the type of couple they are. They're a huge sporting couple. They're big into the soccer world. I think things can happen where maybe, and you know, it doesn't have to be the groom's into the sport and the bride isn't. It could be the other way around. But when one person is into sport and the other one isn't, that's when problems can arise and someone says, no, why would we stop the wedding to watch Leinster rugby or you know, Tipperary are playing in the All-Ireland semi-final? It can be troublesome. I know Matthew McNabb and my friend Lauren Nolan occupy the knot lately. Now, Matthew is a huge Arsenal fan, and the Champions League final happened to fall on their wedding day. Now, as was mentioned, you don't know who's going to be in the final. You don't know what's going to happen. And for the first time, I think possibly ever, well, not ever, but Arsenal were in the Champions League final. So I'd say that was a conversation between the two of them. I know Laura's a dancer, but she lately coming up to the wedding was wearing her Arsenal jersey because it was obviously a conversation.
Such a big occasion.
She was like, you know what? I'm going to get on board with this because it's going to happen anyway.
A listener says, my friend aired the Mayo match at a Mayo wedding, but then they lost and it really soured the mood, says this texter. Another listener says, my husband's a massive rugby fan. He took out his phone to watch the Six Nations during the meal at a wedding. The couple never knew. Nobody was harmed. Noel Cunningham, author of Modern Manners and Hotelier, with us on the line. How do you feel about showing matches at weddings, Noel?
Well, I speak on the part of, first of all, the hotelier, and secondly, from the whole etiquette point of view as well. I cannot absolutely believe that there is a kind of a divide in the country, that some people sort of give it tacit approval and others saying it's perfectly all right. There is no circumstances in any way that justify anybody showing a match on the day of a wedding. And I hosted a wedding recently and I had no qualms whatsoever about announcing beforehand, as there is a very important match playing as we speak, will you kindly switch your mobile phones? Absolutely.
Now, hang on a second. If Donegal were playing in the All-Ireland final on the 26th of July, are you telling me you wouldn't let Donegal people watch the match in Harvey's Point during the wedding?
Look, there is a difference in sort of a wedding reception and making a space available in a hotel or in a bar for the big events. I can almost accept that for the All-Ireland, the, you know, the Five Nations, all of that, that you make, you know, make a sort of a space available towards that. But at a wedding, it's totally unacceptable, because you know what, Andrea, I will be honest, and your lovely wedding planner there, who's so wonderful and has a great business, she knows perfectly well. A wedding has to be run like a military sort of exercise. Mm. You have people arriving, you have a drinks reception, you have get people seated, the speech is out of the way either before or after. Otherwise, you're going to have people sitting eating at 10 o'clock at night. It's madness and it's disrespectful. And frankly, if you think there's a big match that you so want to watch, you know what you do? Get a six pack, put it in the fridge, put on your pajamas, put your feet up and watch it at
home.
No,
John, that's you told.
I mean, look, maybe he's right, and I get it. That you sound like you're very passionate about your job, and I'd say you do it wonderfully well as a result. But at the end of the day, if the bride and groom are both into sport and they both want to watch it, nobody's getting offended, nobody's getting hurt. I don't see the harm personally, but we'll agree to disagree.
John, I must stop you there. I tell my brides and my grooms, and have done for the last 50 years, your wedding is actually nothing about you. It's about the guests. It's about their guests, respecting their guests. There are a lot of older people at a wedding. There are grandparents, grandaunts, mums and dads, people who do not want that constant tripping in and out to a bar to watch a match, or people on their mobile phone. It's just not acceptable. And if you are a passionate sports person, and I totally respect that and I love that, and look at the unifying aspects of the World Cup, it's amazing. But a wedding day is not the place for engaging in your passion. Stay at home. Book your wedding on a day that there is no big event.
I can imagine just for a second, though, I can imagine Sarah Kennedy, for anybody getting married. It's 3 weeks' time. Isn't that the World Cup final clashes with the hurling All-Ireland, doesn't it?
That's it. Well, there's going to have to be multi-screen rooms across venues across the country, if that's the case.
And what are the bride and groom saying to you, or, you know, for that day? Are they trying to accommodate?
Some of the messages I've got in, particularly from brides, they're like, over my dead body, I don't care what's on that is not being played on my wedding. You know, so it really depends. If it was Ireland in it, I think the whole nation would come to a standstill. But it's I don't know. I appreciate that, you know, the World Cup is on and it's huge. You're probably going to find people that are just going to be dipping in and out on their phones throughout whoever's getting married on those days. That's exactly what you can expect, I would say.
A listener tells me, I was at a wedding for the Ireland-Italy game for the World Cup in the US back in 1994. The bride and groom decided to have the meal and the speeches all wrapped up for the start of the match. They arranged a giant screen in the reception room and everybody sat down and watched the game. It was a great result and a great wedding as well. And this listener tells me, if it was my wedding and the Dublin Footballers or Hurlers or Ireland or Munster Rugby were playing, I would have it on too. There'd be absolutely no question about it. Humanist wedding celebrant Ruth Scott is joining us here as well. How common is this, Ruth?
You know, it's funny, you've reminded me of a wedding I went to a couple of years ago where there was somebody watching South Africa versus Ireland during the speeches on their phone with the volume up.
That's wild.
So this wasn't
That's
even trying to be discreet about it. And they were tutted and they turned it down a bit and then they turned it up again.
Oh my God.
So, you know, I suppose the thing is, some people are just going to want to watch the sports. And it reminded me of the time when U2 played Slane and they paused the music to show, I think it was the Netherlands versus Ireland to get into the World Cup playoffs. And do you know what, Andrea? I was asking my husband about this because he's a real sports nut. And he said, well, I never told you at the time, we're married 9 years, had never told you at the time, but I knew because we had a Friday, there'd be no GAA matches. And I knew because it was an odd year, there'd be no European Championships or World Cup.
So that's the day your wedding fell.
Yeah. So that's, you know, it suited perfectly. There was no sports on. And the difficulty is, I suppose, if one person is into it and the other isn't, you know, you don't want to admit that something else is of bigger interest than this celebration with you and your life partner. I do come across stories where some couples would say, you know, they jokingly be like, oh, well, we know the Masters is on that week and we know that, I don't know, the Ulster Championships is on the following week. So of course it's going to be this date. And it does have a bearing, but I suppose it's better to think about it in advance rather than on the day.
Well, have some kind of plan. And look, the last thing you want is a mass exodus getting up during the meal or before the speech is to go out and watch the game on TV either.
So can I also say, right, and this is a reflection on me as a terrible person, I have no interest in sports. None whatsoever. So if I was going to a wedding and, I don't know, like it was the All-Ireland Championships, and the two opposing counties were in the wedding reception, I still wouldn't give a damn about it. I would just want to be there and celebrate and have a bop and chat to people and all that kind of thing. So I'm probably the worst person to ask about this. The timing's nightmare for venues and for wedding planners like
and
Sarah
and
Noel.
I mean, I can imagine Noel for a classic Donegal wedding of, you know, 400 plus people. You're trying to get the chefs getting meals ready to serve out. I mean, for that, it has to be a nightmare for them, Noel.
Merciful Mother, if you had the carry on of two passionate sports people who want to watch a match and they have it on their phones or they're running in and out to a bar or an ancillary room, you have utter and total chaos. And let's not forget, you've 200 people in that room who are giving out yards because the wedding is chaotic. And that's the reality. And boys and girls, if you're getting married, remember it's about the wedding. And secondly, the guys and the girls who want to watch the match can go home and watch it again and again and again. Not while the poor groom is trembling in his boots and about to make his speech. There is no excuse in the world for having any sport on view at a wedding or a public event. End off.
The World Cup final is on at 8 p.m. Anything is better than listening to wedding speeches, says this texter. Another listener tells me, I remember once a priest actually moved the mass forward so that people could make it to the hotel in time and watch the game. He was also eager to watch it himself. Also, the Ulster final, and Ireland made it through on that year as well. I was in Spain at a wedding. It was making the whole thing a double dilemma. And very finally, there's another text from a listener that I wanted to mention. Oh yeah, this listener here tells me, I was at a funeral home during the final of the last World Cup between France and Argentina. The grandsons of their dead grandmother were watching the match on their phones. I'm an in-law, but I'll never forget that no parent said anything. So I wouldn't mind a match being shown during a wedding. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106. As always, that is the WhatsApp number. That's Sarah Kennedy, John Sharpson, Noel Cunningham and Ruth Scott. Emails lunchtime live news at newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.